Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, The Believer's Intimate Union with Christ. The Believer's Intimate Union with Christ. There are a number of word pictures given in the Scriptures to help us understand the significance of what it means to be in Christ. Christ spoke of himself as the vine and his people as the branches. We are organically and vitally connected to him, so much so that Christ said, quote, without me, you can do nothing. John 15, 1 through 5. The oneness of a husband and wife relationship portrays this intimacy of union we as believers now have in Christ. After stating the marriage formula of the two shall become one flesh, Paul then, in 1 Corinthians 6:17, says, quote, but he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. One flesh is close, but one spirit is even closer. Paul likes to use the head and body analogy. Christ is the head, and we as his people are his body. Head and body are inseparably connected. All of these illustrations give us a feel for the union and communion expressed as being in Christ. As Saul of Tarsus, who after his conversion is called Paul, was persecuting Christians, suddenly Jesus appeared to him on the road to Damascus. And what Jesus said to him illustrates the idea of what it means to be in Christ. Acts 9, 1 through 5. Then Saul, still breathing threats of murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked letters from him to the synagogues of Damascus so that if he found any who were of the way, whether men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. As he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly a light shone around him from heaven. Then he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, who are you, Lord? Then the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goads. Jesus so identified and connected to his people. Jesus is so identified and connected to his people that to lay a finger on one of them is to lay a finger on Jesus himself. To persecute those in Christ is to persecute Christ himself. This speaks of the intimacy of relationship and union found for those in Christ. So the idea of being in Christ is to be so intimately identified with him so as to be joined to him. It speaks of a most intimate spiritual union and communion we now have with Jesus. It speaks of the intimacy of a relationship so close that we now share in his very life. The word baptism is often used to express this union that we now have with the Lord. It signifies a spiritual reality, but is also portrayed in the physical ordinance of water baptism. So the spiritual reality is portrayed by physical testimony. Water baptism is just a testimony to the spiritual reality we as believers have now entered into by faith. Romans 6, 3 through 5. Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ, Jesus, were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should also walk in newness of life. For we have been united together in the likeness of his death. Certainly we shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Galatians 3, 26 and 27. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.